Our locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamel. We're joined now by the Horton boys basketball coach, David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. No game for the Chargers on Tuesday, but Friday last week, Coach, big win at home, 56-39 over Oskaloosa in league play. Take us back to that one a few days ago and the overall thoughts from your team's performance.
Well, I felt like we came out ready to play. The first time we played them before Christmas, we in the last couple games, prior to that one, I didn't feel like we were as focused as we needed to be, and we came out, we were ready to go, had a nice lead at halftime, and just, you know, kept the lead, kept the spread second half, and I thought we played pretty well defensively. We hit some shots. We still, I feel like, leave some points on the table. We really are focusing, you know, hitting those contested, you know, 6-7 footers and in the last couple days because of that. And but I thought overall that was a really good win for us. They're a solid basketball team, do some good things. They've got some good young guys, and we did a pretty good job neutralizing them on defense.
Yeah, you saw them right before the holiday break, and then you came out of the break, and, you know, last time we spoke last week, you were coming off that first loss to Jackson Heights, and you didn't really seem too pleased with your team's performance. So, again, the way they bounced back and the way they did, I think, had to, you know, give you a little bit, you know, kind of a sigh of relief because, again, when we talked last week, you just weren't quite sure what you were getting, you know, from your team out of that Jackson Heights game.
Yeah, it was that was disappointing, and you know, we still will refer to it at times because I just ready to go. We understand our opponent a little bit. I think we can be. We've got to minimize those times that we sometimes lose that focus, and we maybe get a little comfortable. And you know, we need to always play with intensity. Always play when you know maybe like you're behind. I don't know. Now when you're way ahead, you don't want to do that. But, you know, it's I think we can do some things, and I think this team sometimes doesn't realize that they can be a really, really good basketball team.
Well, let's talk about the opponent for Friday and another big league tilt. You guys will go on the road to Pleasant Ridge, a Rams team coming off a win against JCN this week. And, you know, they sit here at 4-3. They're 4-2 in league play. You know, talk about Pleasant Ridge, kind of the expectations for the matchup on Friday.
Yeah, we saw them earlier in the season. I believe that was game three. And, you know, coach does good things down there. You know, we talk a little bit. He's a good guy, great coach. He's got them playing well. They play hard. And that's one thing I recall about Pleasant Ridge since I've been up in this area. It seems like they've always played very hard, no matter where they were at record-wise. But, no, they're doing good things. They've got to have a lot of confidence having a winning record right now. And like I said, we did see them early. We played pretty well. We had little stretches there again where we're trying to minimize those lack of focus stretches. We got out to a big lead. I think we were up about 20 in the second half early in the midway through the third quarter, but then they pulled within single digits. So we've got to eliminate that. We've got to keep those spreads. So hopefully we can do that Friday night when we head down there. But they've got some talent down there. Got some size, and they do some really good things.
Yeah, you mentioned the first go-around back on December 13th, and that was a win for you guys, 59-44, so a second time around, this time on the road at Pea Ridge. Final thing before we get you out of here, Coach, midseason tournament next week over in McLouth. Kind of a different-looking bracket, only seven teams, so McLouth is going to get a bye, and you know they'll sit there and await your guys' game with Maranatha Academy. I know you're not looking ahead past Pleasant Ridge, but just kind of the initial thoughts for that quick turnaround on Monday and next week's midseason tournament.
Yeah, as soon as we found out yesterday, I you know, looked at their schedule, and we've got some video on them, some film, so you know we'll get on them a little bit. I might peek at some tomorrow, but we'll get on that Saturday. We'll probably... we don't have school Monday, so we'll probably meet Monday morning, you know, mid-morning or so, get them out of bed and go over some scouting reports and whatnot. But I think the kids, I think they're getting to the point, they know that about everybody we play is capable of beating us, you know, but every team we play, we're capable of also competing very well and hopefully getting a win. So we are, margin of error is pretty thin for us. So as long as we're on the right side of that envelope, we should be in pretty good shape. But yeah, they don't know a lot about Maranatha. You know, they sometimes their roster turns over a little bit. So I remember seeing them last year. They're a good basketball team, and we'll see what happens this year.
There it is. Horton boys basketball coach David Losey brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers at Pleasant Ridge on Friday, and then a quick turnaround opening up the McLouth midseason tournament on Monday night against Maranatha Academy. Coach, we always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. We appreciate everything you do for us.